But right now, let's take a spin around our state. Get caught up on some of those Texas topics. Well, back to the diamond. And as we were talking about, it was a weird, wild finish there in game one of the Women's College World Series game. Softball, UT taking game one over Texas Tech. Interstate battle for the national championship there in softball. Yeah, and there was a intentional walk that that didn't go where it was intended, and somebody hit it from the Longhorns, and Texas took the 2-1 lead and would hold it till the very end. So a weird way to end it. They'll play game two today, and it is send-off day as we get ready for the state semis and finals, heading down there at the Dell Diamond north of Austin in Round Rock. Aledo Bearcats, if you want to send off your Bearcats baseball team, noon 30 today. They will do that right outside of the AHS gym. So 12:30 today for our Bearcats. They will play their game, of course, tomorrow, 7 o'clock start time against Smithson Valley. And then we have our little Gordon Longhorns. Team of Destiny, you want to cheer them on as they load up the bus and get ready to head on down. 10:15 this morning there at GISD. They say, get there, park, honk, bring your noisemakers, flags, signs, and cheer on the Longhorn boys to victory.
What about a whistle? Can we bring a...
Well, we want them to win, so... Okay.
Hook 'em horns.
He knows.
That's going on at 10:30 this morning.
And the Sheridan Industrial Complex continues its expansion through the Westaplex. And this time, KB, it's hungry.
Nice.
We have the meat.
He knows. We've got official word from Taylor Sheridan that he's bought the Cattleman's Restaurant in the Fort Worth Stockyards, and it's undergoing a renovation while trying to maintain the core essence of the menu and preserve what made it downright iconic. In addition to new food and wine offerings with an outdoor patio. Now, this is going to be great for you and your girlfriend. This is going to be fantastic. We can take her there. Okay, so there's also going to be an exclusive club that's called the Cattleman's Club.
Oh.
It's kind of like the Oil Barons, you know, but right here in the Stockyards. Memberships will be $3,000 and a $1,000 initiation fee, but that's just one time. So, you should probably jump on it. It's only 130 people.
Okay.
So it's very limited.
I like that.
And I'm really excited for this new shift in your relationship.
Go ahead and put us down for a party of two. Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago.
At Arby's.
You can expect me there. Well, we got some departures and move-in news. Rahr and Sons. We've been buddies with them. Their brewing company. They are leaving their longtime Fort Worth location as Fritz and family searches for a bigger, better space. There's been a couple of disputes, like we've heard so many times, with landlords and whatnot. They've been there 21 years over on Galveston Avenue, but Rahr and Sons looking to move to a new space. They're going to actually shut down the current location, kind of why they do this in a three-part step deal, so... It says, would love for it to be the new location in Fort Worth, but no guarantees, and they're looking at all sorts of options. And then very unfortunate to see, I saw this, The Promise of Glen Rose. Promise, of course, amazing. You've never seen it. The Promise and Glen Rose announced yesterday that they have not reached an agreement with who ultimately became the new owners of the Texas Amphitheater, where they've been there for 40 years at that location. So they did not reach an agreement. They were extended in through the spring and had their through Easter productions, but they will begin their new search for The Promise, presumably staying in the Glen Rose area. But they said they will announce and hope to announce an alternate location for the 2025 fall season in the near future. We'll let you know that when we hear that. Good folks over there at The Promise, indeed. Amazing what they do.
So there's one more reason. Granbury is the celebration capital of Texas. Or how about a million reasons someone won $1 million from one of the big money scratchers with a ticket that they purchased at the last chance on Mitchell Bend Court. Now, they want to remain anonymous, which is kind of rude. then we can't be new best friends. But whatever. Congratulations to you and your $1 million, whoever you may be.
Yeah, I've looked up and down my family tree all through all of it, like all the way back, traced it back to 1300s, and I cannot find a Bob Anonymous anywhere in my lineage, and I'm really disappointed.
They're in the back row.
He has the meats, from what I understand.
We have the meats.
Little Texas story down south. In this area, we're not all about the San Antonio Spurs, but this is a cool story. So there's this kiddo. He's like 12 years old. And he's just shooting hoops alone in a city park. Miller Barushko is his name. He was just out there and just doing what kids do on a basketball court.
Yeah, and they're not in front of a screen.
When San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama pulled over, got out of the car, and then without like cameras or fans, just started playing a game of horse with the
kid.
That
is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, just played right there. The only way anybody knew about this was the kiddo, of course, had his phone, so he took a selfie with him, which Victor was great about.
Aww.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. Now, it is noted that Victor, the professional NBA player and former number one pick, won their game of horse. So maybe.
Well, that's,
so he just stopped by to dunk on the kid. It's still a nice story. Good flex for that kid. And then finally, in a report yesterday, the city of Fort Worth announced they are halfway towards their leader's goal of 2025 when it comes to collecting 20 million pounds of litter by the end of the year. They're up to 9,528,000 and change pounds of litter so far. So they're getting it. 9.5 million, so. So this was more than last year, was about 19.5 million pounds of litter, so it would be an uptick. But 20 million pounds of litter, and they're about halfway, as we're about halfway through the year. So they're on pace.
Good job.
But, yeah, the city is encouraging everybody, though, to just go out and throw out your trash and help us with this endeavor, right?
When will that tank be cleaned?
Okay, we'll do our part
today.
Waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.